It's about midnight on Thursday, going into Friday, the, I don't even know the date anymore, 11th, 12th of August, 2011. Just come back from another evening helping out at the sort of community-run voluntary police canteen that we've been running for the past few days, since the riots sort of kicked off and turned our city into chaos, and we arranged ourselves on Tuesday to put together this little canteen for our local police officers, and we've been there every night this week, serving up hot food, hot drinks, water, biscuits, cake, nice place to sit down, relax, and just chatting to our local police officers. And it's been one hell of a week, actually. I'm really, really very exhausted, mentally as well. I mean, at the beginning of this week, when I saw London just burning, you know, the pictures I was seeing on the television of my city burning, it broke my heart. It really did. And I felt, it was like being told that a good friend had cancer, and you didn't know whether they were going to survive, and you didn't know what best to do to help. And so you made tea and cake, which is basically what we've been doing for the police, because it was the only thing we felt we could do. And it turns out that we've been very helpful, and the police seem really grateful for all that we've done. And as the week's gone on, I feel a bit better about things. I feel like there may have been a cancer at the beginning of the week, but London's going to survive this. It's hard. It's hard when the people that have been doing this stuff to your city are from within. You know, we're not fighting an external enemy. It's like somebody in your family has betrayed you in a way. It's a really hard thing to explain, but I do feel like London is my friend as well as my home. But this evening, the community spirit still strong, just incredible, amazing. A couple of little things to share. First of all, there was Dean, who's been out all night, every night, helping us, and he brought his son and his partner in, just to show them what he'd been doing, really. And she was saying, his wife was saying that, you know, she felt a bit helpless, like she couldn't be doing anything, and we were just saying, well, you know, just letting us borrow Dean really has been great. And young Luke was sitting there and was eating some cheese, and his dad sort of was joking, oh, he's stolen the cheese, and a policeman came, oh, well, I'll have to arrest you for that. At which point poor old Luke burst into tears, and the officer felt very sad, so then dressed him up in, you know, his police jacket, and we took some pictures and cheered him up, and I recorded an audio bit about that earlier. It was very sweet. And then we had one of the other people that's been in the last couple of nights that I've made friends with came in looking very weary, very tired. He's worked an extremely long week, I know that. I've been sort of following his adventures each evening, and today he ended up without a car, without his jacket, without a police radio, because he'd been in a courthouse when his colleagues had been called off for some urgent business, and they'd had to go without him. So he had to hitch a lift. He managed somehow to get a lift over to us in Walthamstow, and we gave him a place to sit down and recharge his phone and got him a nice meal and lemon drizzle cake, and, you know, we did something. And I had this idea. There'd been such a lot of, you know, thanks and gratitude from the police that I thought, well, wouldn't it be nice to catch that in some way so we don't lose that? We don't just forget all this when it's over. Because I've got a huge new respect for the police that I've met. I mean, they really do a good job. They work long hours. They've not complained about what they're doing. They've not complained about the fact there's not really enough of them to be doing what they would like to be able to do. And they all seem really genuinely interested in the communities, and they say, we are there to serve you. That's our job. That's what we like to do. We love the fact you're doing this because it allows us to talk to you and get to know you all better. And it's been lovely. You know, from now on, I'm going to make a point of saying hello to any police officer or community support officer that I see and just see how they're doing and find out what's going on in the area, because I think it's really important and they, I think, would welcome it. Anyway, so I suggested that we got some index cards. So I went home and found some index cards I had for art and revision type stuff. Brought them round with some coloured pens that we had at the centre. And I just suggested to any of the officers that had already had something to eat and was sitting having a chat, if they felt like writing a message for us, then I'd pin them up on the board and then all the volunteers could see the thanks. And we'd have a nice record of it. I just sort of suggested it, went round, and they seemed more than happy to do so. And we had the most heartfelt, beautiful messages. The first ones I was given, honestly, made me just stop and, you know, sort of almost had a tear in my eye. Just, you know, one of them was saying that she felt so isolated and like everyone was against them, and then our community had come together. And another one was saying that, you know, we've restored her faith in people. And one chap wrote us a poem in multicolours. Another one drew a little picture of a police car and some other bits around there. And we ended up with this huge wall. I think we had about 45 different messages, brightly coloured. So I'm going to put those in a little video or on a Tumblr blog or in Flickr or something like that. There's already some of them. Flickr.com/RadioKate, the London Pride Police Thanks set, has got a few of those messages, and it's just wonderful. And so I know that this has been a hard week, a very hard week for a lot of people, and I know that some really awful things have happened, and I wish they hadn't, but I was always taught to look for a positive, and for me the positive is feeling much more a part of my community than I ever really have done. Really feeling like we're pulling together and we're doing great things just because we can and we want to. And B, you know, getting a much better idea of what the police do and why they do it. It's not all about corruption and brutality and kettling and all the negative things that we always hear, you know, and they're not grumpy and forceful. And, you know, these people that I've spoken to are very real, very human, very tired, bless them, and they have been working very hard for us. And I'd never really stopped to think of them in that way before, which is a failing of mine, I guess, but, you know, also a result of the coverage that we generally see. But I have a new understanding and new appreciation of them. So I'd like to say thank you to them, and thank you to everybody in Walthamstow who's come together and made this happen. It's really been great. Andy Campbell, special thanks to him, because, you know, he's been coordinating this. He had a little evening off, a bit of an evening off, so he could go and play football. I had a bit of the evening off so I could go and have a proper meal, because I realise I haven't had one all week. But I guess I'll be back there again tomorrow, just because it's so warm and feeling so great being there, that why would I be anywhere else?